Welcome back. As I mentioned, the Radiology Technology Program at Quincy College is just about a year old, broke ground December of 2022, opened up in June of 2023 over at Seville Avenue in Quincy Center. So joining us once again on the program to talk more about it is the Dean of Nursing and Natural Health, Karen Manning, and new to the program, but hopefully not the last time, is Gabrielle McColgan, who actually directs the Radiologic Technology Program. That's a mouthful. Welcome, ladies. Good to see you both.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, it's an interesting program to learn, Karen, about. It was about a year ago, right, that the program first got up and running?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yes, it was a long process, but like any new program, doing a needs assessment, talking to healthcare providers, is it something that's needed in the area? Surveying students, are there students interested to take it? And then once we had all that, hiring a consultant to develop the curriculum, getting approval from Massachusetts Department of Higher Education, our college accreditation agency, laying out the architectural structure, where it was going to go, and from there, we implemented the program.
And you needed somebody to direct it too, right? But you actually had to build out a physical structure, a laboratory essentially, right?
We did.
Yeah.
So we have an actual fully operational X-ray machine.
Right.
So, and that they use during the labs. Yep. And we have phantoms that they actually can take X-rays, whether it be head, body, stomach, legs. They have phantom body pieces, a full body that they do X-rays on.
So now when you say phantom, it's not real.
It's not real.
Okay. But yeah. It's a true representation.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it gives the student a real life world experience as to what it would be like.
Absolutely. And then they can see the actual X-rays taken of it.
Great.
So they can look at the X-rays.
Yeah, so we have a couple of pictures, or one at least, that I want to show folks just to give them an example. So what are we looking at here? And you can see that right in the monitor there.
So this is our energized room. So energized meaning that it emits radiation. We have our full body positioning phantom on the table. You can see one of the students operating the X-ray tube. Mm-hmm. And you can also see our classroom is on the back of the glass there. So it's in conjunction. The classroom's right attached to our energized room, so it really kind of simulates, this is what you can see in practice.
Okay, this is right, and it's in the Seville building, right?
Yes.
On the ground floor there. Yep. Karen, did you have to take any space away from anything else to create this?
You did, it was a parking spaces.
Okay.
So
okay.
We took quite a few parking spaces away.
Okay.
But certainly there's a need for this program, and the benefit far outweighs the spaces we lost.
Okay, all right. So if you could maybe talk a little bit about the curriculum for this program.
Yeah, actually if I...
Sure.
Sure,
yeah, I can take it.
Sure.
So it's a combination. Students do in-person didactic lecture on the Quincy campus. They also do the lab setting classes, and then we also have the clinical partnerships. So students will go starting in the first semester out to clinic, so they're doing full-time classes on the Quincy campus, and then they're also immediately going out to clinical, so it's 5 semesters in length. Mm. And they're getting that hands-on experience right away. So that first semester they're out there at the hospitals, and then they rotate to a minimum of 2 facilities to kind of get a big range of experience.
Okay, and this trains them specifically for X-rays, right?
Not
for any
so
other
it's
type
an,
of imaging?
Yep, so they'll be able to work as an entry-level radiographer.
Okay.
Which is, there's so many terms that you hear out
right.
there, but it's a pathway to other modalities. General radiography, you can move on to CT, MRI, mammography, interventional radiology. So there's really many different paths you can do after you do this foundational license.
Yeah, it really is an entry-level position in that field, right?
Yes.
And as I understand, you can start out by making a pretty good living.
Yeah, you can. I think entry-level radiographers in the state are around 70,000, depending on where you work, whether it's a hospital and location. So, yeah, it's a really good starting wage.
Yeah. Are there any prerequisites before taking this
yes.
particular program? There are.
Yes. So, pretty typical to other allied health programs, you have anatomy, physiology,
okay.
math, call double math, English, things those types of courses, the general ed courses. You can take some of the general education courses throughout the program as well, but you know, there's a whole kind of list of things you got to do to get accepted, but yeah. That's part of it.
Is the okay. Prerequisite yes, course, it's yeah. Not something that, I mean, somebody outside of the field can just kind of take this one class and then become
right.
An X-ray technician.
That's, exactly, yeah. Yeah. You have to follow, the program runs in a structure, so you have to follow it in,
yes.
in a sequence.
Yes.
Yep.
How many students in the first class is coming up? Is to graduate soon, right?
Yes, yeah. So our first group is graduating in August, so oh. Our first pinning ceremony is August 8th. And then we have our second cohort of students running, and then we have 16 students in that.
Okay.
Group,
so you've doubled it already. So Karen, yeah. To your point, there is a need.
There is definitely a need.
Yeah.
So we, for the January cohort, we do expect to have more than 16, and you know, and we're looking also future. Do we need it on the Plymouth campus? Mm. So we're always doing a needs assessment.
Sure.
Always looking at the other modalities that they could work in. Like I said, CAT scan. Is it a postgraduate certificate that we could offer? So sonography. Mm. You know, so we're always doing needs assessment.
Okay.
What are the hospitals, the healthcare organizations, what do they need? Where are the biggest shortages, and
yeah.
Where can we help?
I know you and I have talked about this before, about the shortage throughout yes. The healthcare field, right?
Absolutely.
Especially post-pandemic. So many folks either retired, if they were close to retirement, or just burned out, right?
Correct.
And changed careers altogether. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you still seeing that?
We're still seeing
really?
A shortage in all areas of healthcare.
Yeah.
For all the allied health programs that I oversee, from surgical technology, radiologic technology, physical therapy assistant, shortage.
Okay.
Nursing, shortage.
Big time,
so
right?
We're
yeah.
Definitely still seeing it. So, you know, we're just really looking to close that gap off of the programs that are needed. We're also looking at pathways where we can offer certificates, like for certified nursing assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Patient care technicians, medical assistants. So if they start with certificates, get out there working in the healthcare, hopefully be able to bring them back, and they can progress up the ladder and that now go on to another field like radiologic technology.
Yes, although this radiologic technology, this is a degree program.
This is a degree program,
yeah,
that's
so
an associate. But the pathway is starting sometimes with workforce to get them into healthcare, because
yes.
Every area in healthcare is critically short.
Yeah.
But if we can offer pathways, yes, from certificate to associate degree, and then hopefully they'll go on for higher degrees.
Sure, sure. Gabrielle, you yourself have worked in the field, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell
yep.
Us a bit about that.
So I worked at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center
wow.
For about 7 years
wow.
Before I took this position.
Okay.
So that was a place that actually trained as a student and secured a job there after the fact. It's been a great place to work, great
yep.
Place to learn. And after just kind of reevaluating, I found this opportunity and as a new program, and
that, and here you
here
are.
Here I am.
Yeah. Well, it's case in point, right? Leaving the field, but
yeah.
But still giving back to it.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really enjoy it. I still work per diem when I can.
Yeah.
To kind of keep my skills, but my focus now is kind of in this aspect. But there is definitely a shortage of technologists there, and going out to do all of our site visits, we hear that from managers. So
is that right?
Just trying to fill.
Yeah.
Fill the need.
The current class, you know, kind of, I mean, without naming names certainly,
yeah.
But kind of give us a demographic overview of who these folks
sure.
Are.
Yeah. So we were surprised. We saw applicants really from all over.
Really?
Our yeah. Current second group of students, we have a student from on Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm.
We have a student coming from Lawrence. Mm-hmm. So we have students really from all over in the city, on the outskirts. Our clinical partners are growing. So really a diverse group of students. Some are on their second career. That are going back,
yeah, okay.
You know, they did something and now they're reassessing, and healthcare, you know, typically has job security, I would say. So a lot of second career, some people right out of high school, it's mm-hmm. Really a mix.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
And from all backgrounds as well, would you say?
Yeah, all backgrounds yeah. For sure. Definitely, yeah.
I mean,
definitely.
Men, women, is it?
Yeah, so it's yeah. Interesting, our first group of students we have two male students. In our second group, we ended up actually having 16 female students.
Is that right?
Interestingly enough, yeah. But our next applicant pool we're seeing, it's coming from the field, I see it both. Definitely okay. A good split for
sure.
Men and
yeah,
women.
I mean, I think, you know, traditionally we think, especially in the healthcare field, women taking a primary role,
yes.
Right? But there's opportunities for men
for
as
sure.
Well. Yeah.
For sure, yeah, definitely. So. Yep, we're seeing it. We're seeing hopefully get more applicants as they learn more about the program too.
Yeah. Who are your clinical partners? Who do you partner with?
So we have 13 clinical partners.
Really?
So we're pretty spread.
Okay. Right.
We have some in the city, BIDMC, Beth Israel, Brigham and Women's, New England Baptist, and then we're on the outskirts on the South Shore, South
yes.
Shore Hospitals,
okay.
part of Stewart Health. I could kind of keep going on this.
Yeah, yeah,
we have
yeah.
quite
so all
a
the major
few.
Institutions that you would
yeah,
think of. Okay.
Yeah.
And what about like community health centers, community
So we
partners?
Don't really send students
no,
there
okay.
where they just don't have the volume for students to kind of get the hands-on.
Yep.
But
yep.
we do look into rotations where students can experience like a different environment, mm-hmm. whether that's a mobile company we have to look to
okay,
work
yeah.
with or an urgent care. Outside
right.
of the hospital, but
yes.
I would say most technologists work in the hospital setting.
Sure, okay. Karen, there is some financial assistance for folks who want to get into the program?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we do, being a new program,
yeah.
we do have some scholarship for students for the first year.
Okay.
So which helps their tuition.
Absolutely, yeah. And in terms of going to classes, is this something that has, it sounds like it has to be done hands-on. This is
it does.
In person.
So currently,
yeah.
Well, we do have a couple courses that we have put the theory portion online.
Oh, all right.
But the labs,
okay.
you know, being in the lab that we just showed,
mm-hmm.
That they need the hands-on.
Sure.
It just helps them bring in practice. Theory right into the clinical setting, so there really is no, you know, gaps
mm-hmm.
because everything that we can offer in the lab is the same that they're going to have in the healthcare organization.
In the real world, yeah.
In the real world.
Yeah, we have actually a little video clip that we can show. Basically the same room that we just saw in the photograph,
yep.
but actually see it in operation, and there it is there.
Oh, great.
So, Gabrielle, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so this is one of our students. She's operating the X-ray tube. It configures in many different directions.
Yeah.
We can do stretcher patients, wheelchair patients, patients on the table. So
yep.
we can really simulate pretty much any type of study,
right.
which is great.
Yeah. yeah, and they are able to see that image that they took in
yes,
that lab,
so a lot of
it
is really the hands-on, but also, yeah, we can image the phantoms. We obviously don't image each other.
No, right, right.
but we can image the phantoms, and they can see the exams live, which
yes.
is great. It's instant, so.
And how do you teach them how to identify problems, you know, in the images?
Yeah, so we have an image evaluation course that's really important,
yeah.
actually, to mention, because there's a quality you need to obtain. So that's a part of our program, is image evaluation, where we look at images, how can we critique them for mm. quality, diagnosis, things like that. So.
Okay. And your mannequins, if you will, your stand-ins, do they have different, you know, maladies?
So they don't,
no,
but
okay.
we can simulate, we can give the patient, the student a scenario
yeah.
where they could work outside critical think to try to figure out how they would obtain the image based on the patient condition.
Yeah, it's, you know, how do you find a broken leg, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, you know, is that basically what X-rays will show you? Is
they will show you that, yeah.
yeah.
I know everyone thinks broken bones. We do a lot of other things.
Yeah.
X-ray techs are in the OR. They do surgical procedures,
oh.
doing live imaging there. They do live, like, interventional radiography is when you're doing, like, line placements and things.
Mm.
So many different patient conditions. We're in the emergency room. We go up to the floors to do portable exams and the ICUs. So we're everywhere in the hospital, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's not like the old-fashioned just take a picture and leave.
Yeah, no,
not
it's,
anymore.
Yeah, we're everywhere. The eyes of medicine, so they say.
The eyes of medicine?
Yeah.
yeah. Now, is continuing education required? I'm assuming
yes.
the technology changes over time?
So, yes.
Yeah.
So, upon completion of the program, the students actually have to sit for a national exam.
Oh.
That through the
They have to?
Yes.
Okay.
To work in the state of Massachusetts.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
And we prepare them for that exam.
Sure.
They also, after they complete that requirement, from there on every 2 years, you do continuing education requirements that are set by the ART. which is the registry for radiologic technologists.
Okay. Right.
So there is a requirement for that, staying up to date, new equipment, new all sorts of things.
Well, I would think, right, the way the technology changes so quickly. To further their education in imaging, CAT scans, MRIs, what kind of skills would be required for that?
So there's many paths you can take. We're exploring certificate programs to potentially offer. Some people can do it on the job. It really depends kind of where you end up, but a lot of technologists will find themselves transitioning to other modalities, so they're called, or some stay in general radiography for their career, and that's just as fine too.
Okay, so is that what you did?
That's what I did.
That's what you did, yeah.
So depending on where you work, you get such a variety, and some go on and do other things, some don't. So.
Yeah. Okay. For folks looking to get into teaching, Karen, in this program, do you need more support there?
We do.
You do. Okay.
So we heard the shortage in all areas in healthcare. We feel it in academia as well,
because
in order to teach in a program, the radiologic program, they need to have experience in the field, be licensed, and it's hard. So we definitely feel it. I try to really highlight the benefits. You're paying it forward. As Gabby just mentioned, she loves it. Yeah. You're literally paying forward your expertise, given the knowledge and skills to the students to go on, and they're going to be the future. There's the flexibility in the academic year. So most teachers have a portion of the summer off.
Okay.
You're teaching the academic year, September to May, but then there's some flexibility over the summer. You know, some pick up extra and some just want the summer off.
Sure.
So, there's that benefit. So there are a lot of benefits.
Yeah.
I've been in academia for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And to me, that paying forward is so worth it.
I would think, yeah. So maybe folks who recently retired, or left the field for other reasons.
Absolutely.
Might want to think about giving back in this way instead.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else we should add about this program right now, do you think, that's important?
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
We're going for accreditation now.
Yeah.
Gabby's working on that. We're all working on that because it's specific for radiologic technology. The college is accredited. Now the program, we're going for accreditation.
I see.
And we'll be looking to grow it. Expand it, and then offer other modalities.
Sure.
So we're excited. We have a lot to do.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking about it and letting our viewers know about it. Hopefully we've enticed some folks to at least learn a little bit more about it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're
us.
Very welcome.